full Judiciary Committee of the House. Thank the members for accommodating this additional schedule to try to get our bills moved to the floor. Let me start by saying you have the revised packet in front of you of the bills today. We fairly often will list bills that we're hearing on the Thursday Criminal Committee on the full in case we choose to move them so we can meet our notice requirements. Obviously, we won't be moving some of those today that are listed. So let me start by saying we will not be moving House Bill 2353, nor will we be moving 2424, 2428, or 2430, all of which we heard in the last hearing. On House Joint Resolution 9, this was a matter that should have been referred to the House Rules Committee. So with that, I will open the work session on House Joint Resolution 9. Representative Shetterly.
Mr. Chair, I move that we move HJR 9 to the Rules Committee.
Representative Shetterly moves that we refer House Joint Resolution 9 to the Rules Committee. Are there any discussion? Any objection? So ordered, House Joint Resolution 9 will now move to the Rules Committee, where it will be well taken care of, I'm sure, by Representative Wilson.
Indeed, sir.
What does that mean, Mr. Chair?
Thank you. Next bill is...
I'd like to thank the Chair for the wide latitude offered.
Next bill, House Bill 2361. Counsel?
Thank you, Chair Williams, members of the committee. House Bill 2361 is pretty straightforward. What it does is it changes existing law to allow appeals from stipulated judgments in certain circumstances if the parties involved have reserved the right, have made it clear that their intent in entering into the stipulated judgment is to still have the ability to appeal. This bill was drafted in response to the Oregon Supreme Court decision, Rauda versus Oregon Roses, and you'll see a cite there if you're interested in going back and reading that case. And that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Representative Blow, you were asked to carry this bill to the full. Do you have anything to say?
The bill should pass. Mr. Chairman, I move that we move this bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lowe has moved House Bill 2361 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any questions? Any objections? Hearing on House Bill 2361 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We could put this on the consent calendar. The bill has passed. Any thoughts about consent calendar among the committee? Representative Wilson is raising his eyebrow. I got to tell you, members of the committee, I'm not a big fan so far of the consent calendar. I'll just share that with you personally. I think that it causes members on the floor to be even less cautious about the bills that are moving through the process. And I know that I'm speaking over the internet, but I'm not a. My preference would be, unless we have a particular reason to put a bill on the consent calendar, it would be my belief that our members are better educated about what we're doing in this committee if we don't put a bill on the consent calendar. So with that, Representative Lowell, would you be willing to carry this bill on the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I would like to concur with your opinion about the consent calendar.
Our next bill, if I can find my agenda, is House Bill 2388. Counsel?
We were going to try, Chair, to have me handle these civil bills and then get Mr. Taylor to handle the criminal bills. If we could do that, we can move to House Bill 2425.
Okay. I will close the work session on House Bill 2388, open the work session on House Bill 2425.
Representative Shetterly, did you want to just...
No, Mr. Chair, this is a, members of the committee, this is a bill that comes from the Oregon Law Commission. And it deals with the problem we have in the statute in which there is a plethora, and even more than a plethora, whatever that might be, of different and inconsistent and uneven references to various types of public bodies and entities in the ORSs. Because of that, there's confusion as to whether some of these entities truly are public bodies for all purposes, including the Tort Claims Act, Public Meetings Law, Public Records Law, and other laws that relate to public bodies. This bill does not address any of those current problems.
Thank you.
It is entirely prospective in its application. Honestly, the reason it doesn't is because there are so many of those different types of bodies that there is just no way to wade into the ORS and recreate the definitions to make things apply to some and not to others. So what this is essentially a, I don't mean to diminish it, but it's basically a bill to guide drafters in the future, drafters of legislation, to put them in a position of having to ask, what do you mean when you say this is a public body of some form or another? And it gives them the ability then in any future legislation, or if we go back from time to time and amend some of these existing statutes as they come up, to clarify what type of public body is being addressed, and then by doing that, what laws apply to that public body. So it is truly a law reform bill, good government, and it will clarify in the future what the legislature means when it creates these various types of public entities. Passed out of a sub with no dissenting votes.
Thank you, colleagues. You'll note that there is some testimony that was distributed to you today from the League of Oregon Cities regarding House Bill 2425. Obviously, many local government entities have got concerns about how we define public bodies, but I've met with the League, and I think as you'll read this, they are currently in support of the bill in its current form.
There were no amendments.
And I've given everyone the word that as this moves through the process, if this needs some additional work or there's a determination that it needs some additional work, that Representative Shetterly and I, as members of the Oregon Law Commission, will also work with the folks on the Senate side to ensure that happens. With that, the chair would welcome a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Move House Bill 2425 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly has moved House Bill 2425 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussions? Any questions? Any objection? Hearing none, House Bill 2425 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Shetterly, would you carry the bill?
I would be pleased to.
Thank you. Colleagues, the next bill is House Bill. Well, I'll open the work session now on House Bill 2392. Council, do you know who the carrier was? Yeah, I'll come back to that. I'm still waiting for Mr. Taylor if he comes back in. Oh, Representative Shetterly, you were the carrier on 2392, is that right?
I was. I am.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I think that was me.
Bowman will carry to the full. That's what my notes say.
Well, there you go. Representative Bowman, do you remember what this bill was about?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I do.
Okay.
House Bill 2392 would create an exemption from the mandatory income withholding for child support. It's a very narrow exemption. When the child support division feels that it would be a burden on the parent to pay the full amount that's required. So they will work with the parent to make sure that with the ultimate goal of family reunification, that that individual will be able to maintain those support payments in a manner that's not financially suicide for the parent.
Thank you. Any questions of the carrier of the bill? Okay, Representative Lowe.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I was curious about why a child support bill such as this would come before the criminal subsection, although I wish to compliment the criminal subsection for very ably handling this complex issue. The one thing that I wanted to mention about this bill is that in addition to supplying mercy when the obligor cannot pay, this bill also allows for a higher probability of reconciliation of the family when that case is tangled, when that family is tangled up in the SCS system. And I just wanted that noted. This is one of the things that we worked on in the Oregon Law Commission Juvenile Code Rewrite Work Group. Can't say that five times fast. But I think it's an important piece, and I just wanted to make comments in support of it.
Thank you. Representative Lowe, the reason that this bill was in the criminal subcommittee is because for ease of consistency, all of the juvenile law revision recommendations from the Oregon Law Commission that are in the House Judiciary Committee are going through the criminal subcommittee, and this was one piece of that, and that's why it was there. Chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move this bill goes to the floor with a due pass.
House Bill 2392. Representative Lowe has moved House Bill 2392 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any questions? Any objections? Hearing none, House Bill 2392 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Volunteer for the carrier on this bill?
That was Representative Lowe was appointed carrier in the subcommittee.
Oh, we appointed her to carry.
I'm sorry.
That was a different bill, wasn't
bill.
It?
I'm
that
sorry.
Was
I
next bill. So Representative Bowman would like to carry on the floor. That's fine. Last bill, House Bill 2388. Council?
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2388 would allow that a council must file an appeal in a juvenile proceedings. It then sets forth standards in the -1 amendments that upon a motion the person of the state entitled to appeal of subsection 1 of the section, the appeal court shall grant the person leave to file a notice of appeal if the person has shown a colorable claim of error in the proceeding from which the appeal is taken and the person shows a failure to file a timely notice of appeal is not personally attributable to the person. Chairman of the committee, in the subcommittee, there was discussion about the right of counsel, and just yesterday the Court of Appeals ruled that the right of counsel also includes the right to adequate assistance of counsel. In fact, in the case of Balderas, in the matter of Balderas versus the State of Oregon.
Okay. Thank you. And the carrier on this was Representative Lowe, is that right?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Testifying in favor of the bill, the points came up that this merely codifies trial lawyers' ethical obligation to preserve a client's rights. It also reduces confusion, particularly in terminations of parental rights cases and other cases that might come before the juvenile court. Oftentimes, the defendant is not sophisticated enough or too shell-shocked to take immediate action to seek an appellate-level attorney within the time confines, time restraints imposed by law. This will make sure that those cases don't fall through the crack and also speed resolution of cases involving very young children. For a child, 90 days may be an interminable period of time. 30 days is a lot less, and this preserves the right to appeal and moves the case forward more quickly. There was testimony in opposition of this bill. Bill Hauser mentioned that the appellate lawyers and trial lawyers don't like it, although there weren't. And he is here to defend his position. We did have a thorough discussion about that, and then the committee voted, and I do believe it was unanimous. Sorry, Bill.
Thank you, Representative Lowe. Any questions of the full members who weren't in the subcommittee hearing on this bill? Okay. The chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move passage of House Bill 2388 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
House Bill 2388. Representative Lowe has moved House Bill 2388 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? House Bill 2388 moves to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Representative Lowe, I've assigned you to carry a lot of bills. I'd like to maybe share the wealth a little bit. Is there somebody else who hasn't carried a bill out of the committee yet that would like an opportunity to do so?
I'll give it a go.
All right. Representative Wilson, we'll get you next time, Representative Walker. We'll try to spread this around a little bit. Great. Thank you very much, committee. I appreciate your hard work. I know everybody has busy schedules, but I thought it was important to get our bills out this week. So thank you for attending.
Thank you.
Hearing is adjourned.